For this command that I enjoin on you today is not too mysterious and remote for you. No, it's something very near to you, already in your mouths and in your heart. You have only to carry it out. With those words, Moses gives us a pretty good definition of what would come to be known as the natural law. Or to put it another way, the natural law is this. We know that things are right or wrong, not just because of our faith, and not because they're written in some book, but because they're written on every human heart. That's not a teaching that's unique to Christianity, much less the Catholic Church. It's just part of who we are. You know, we could use the example of stealing. If I ask the question, what do an atheist, a Muslim, and a Christian have in common? I'm not introducing a joke. One thing they have in common is that they should all know that stealing is wrong. Not by faith, not by law, but by nature. They know it's wrong. So I've discovered that the natural law is a source of great interest for many in our faith. But we've also discovered kind of a conundrum. Is it possible that someone really doesn't know whether what they're doing is right or wrong, even though it's written on their heart? Well, let's think about it this way. I was talking a while back to a friend of mine who was working very hard to learn the English language. And he's come a long way. But he was telling me the other day that he tried to make pancakes, and they were a total disaster. And all he kept telling me in English was the recipe was right there on the box. But I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. What needed to be done was not the issue. That was written out. Him knowing what he needed to do was the problem. He didn't know how to read it. Every time that I face a moral decision, the right choice is already written out, like a recipe. I've said over and over that it is not for me to decide what's right and wrong. It is for me to discover. But what I didn't really get was how to discover it. And so we go back to our conundrum. Is it possible that someone really doesn't know whether what they're doing is right or wrong, even though it's written on their heart? And the answer to that question is yes. Even the church admits that. The catechism states, the precepts of natural law are not perceived by everyone clearly and immediately. It doesn't mean that they're not clear. It just means that not everyone can read and follow the recipe. Without help, our will can become clouded, distracted, perverted, so as to not recognize the basic teachings of natural law. So natural law is like the first line of defense to make sure we stay on the right path. But what if it's not enough? What if I'm so wrapped up in other stuff that I miss what's written on my heart? Well, God saw that coming and knew that we would need more than just the natural law to learn what's right and wrong. And so he decided to just tell us. And that's where our faith comes in. We call that the divine law. It started with the people of the Old Testament, continued with Jesus, and is still present today in the teaching of the church. Now, divine law doesn't change anything from natural law. It simply reinforces it. So when Moses came down the mountain with the tablets of the Ten Commandments, I doubt that there was very much surprise. Thou shalt not commit adultery? What? No, they knew that. He wasn't telling them anything that they didn't already know. St. Augustine put it best when he said, God put on the tablets what we failed to read on our hearts. Let me say that again. God put on the tablets what we failed to read on our hearts. Those moral laws were not new. God was just making sure that they were clear. The divine law will only reinforce the natural law if I allow the church to be my teacher. If I'm willing to listen when it speaks about how I should live my life. I thank the Lord often for my blessings. Because I'm a human, I have the natural law. Because I'm a Christian, I have the divine law. And because I'm Catholic, I have the church as my teacher. If I have the natural law and the divine law and the authentic interpreter of the divine law, all in my corner, and I still choose what's wrong, it's not because I couldn't read the recipe. And that's why so much is expected of those who are part of our faith. Whether that's a Catholic politician, a Catholic hospital, a Catholic college, or just a member of the faithful. There's no excuse to discover what is right and then to follow it.